Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the roster is getting smaller and smaller, down now to 75 players. Let's talk about maybe the two most surprising cuts that we saw, wide receiver Jabbar Gaffney and Dante Stallworth.
I think those are the two high-profile ones. And certainly in the case of Gaffney, I think there was a surprise element there. Had been hurt the last couple of weeks, didn't play in the two games last week, had missed a bit of practice time as well. You know, looking back to when they signed him, I thought for sure he'd be a contributor this year. And let's remember, it's possible that guys could come back. I mean, he could be in the category of a guy who, depending on if another team picks him up, he could be back at some point. And same with Stallworth. I didn't think Stallworth was going to make the team. I think he's having a good camp, but I thought the numbers were going to not be in his favor. So Gaffney was surprising, Stallworth not quite as much. But Deion Branch really becomes the guy in focus here. I expected him to make the team. I think he's going to make a big impact. But keep in mind, you know, the number two or three wide receiver on this team, because of the tight ends, is maybe the fourth or fifth option overall. I think Branch now is the guy that is a reliable guy, will be on this team, and we'll see where they go from there.
And, Brian, the last couple days of training camp, we saw Gaffney. It appeared that he had a quad injury. Do you think that contributed at all to his release?
Well, not being on the field, you know, doesn't help a player. You know, if it was a long-term injury, potentially injured reserve could have been an option. And it could be that they discussed it, and that's just where they led. Right now, he just hadn't been on the field the last couple of weeks, and that was hurting him. Maybe he's getting healthy, but just they couldn't wait for him too much longer. So you never know. I mean, there could be a lot of factors, and maybe production, the overall production that they saw out of him in training camp wasn't where it needed to be.
Right. Well, any other roster moves that have surprised you so far?
Well, no big ones. I mean, you saw a couple guys going injured reserve: Spencer Larson, Will Allen, Josh Barrett. Now, the Ross Ventrone one is, anytime Ross Ventrone's involved in a transaction, as we've seen over the last couple of years, he's often involved in transactions. The fact that they released him, again, he could be a guy that comes back, but there's also been reports that he's in the waived injured designation, which, if that is the case, it's possible he comes back, is on injured reserve, and we pick up next year and see what we've got out of Ventrone. But the name Ross Ventrone, and even going back before that to Ray Ventrone, his brother, you never know when a Ventrone is going to be back, and you can never shut the door on Ross Ventrone.
That's right. Yeah. Well, by Friday, the roster will be just a tad bit slimmer.
A bit slimmer, down to 53, and we'll know what this team is going to look like.
Right, so we'll definitely keep an eye on it, and we will have you covered for all things Patriots. Be sure to keep it locked right here on Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.